In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, God bless you. Another wonderful day. Today is our fifth episode as we started our series, Adopting Kingdom Attitude. And today is our fifth episode as we started with episode one, Attitude of Service, and episode two, Attitude of Dependence on God. Episode 3, Attitude of Repentance. And Episode 4 is Attitude of Meekness and Humility. Today, we are taking our fifth episode. And our fifth episode is titled Attitude of Growth, Mindedness. Attitude of Growth, Mindedness. And at the end of this episode, we'll get to know those that have the growth mindset and those that have a fixed mindset. And our episode will give us the advice why we should open up and yearn and seek for more as believers as children of God. And before we begin our fifth episode, I want us to pray and we'll begin our fifth episode. We are praying. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you. We'll give you all the praise, give you all the honor for this day, another wonderful day, a Spielfeeder like this. As we are on seat, Spirit of God, we invite you to come and take absolute control, usher us to greater understanding. Let our episode 5 be something that we will yearn more and we will open up for more of you, Spirit of God. We pray that fill us and speak to us. Let us grab what you have for us as we are on seat today. This and many more we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll move on to our episode 5, which is Attitude of Growth Mindedness. There are many reasons why it is hard to stick to good habits or develop new skills. But more often than that, the biggest challenge is sitting between our two ears. Our mind is a powerful tool. The stories that we tell ourselves and the things that we believe about ourselves can either prevent change from happening or allow a new skill to blossom. The benefit of a growth mindset might seem obvious, but most of us are guilty of having a fixed mindset in certain situations. It can be dangerous because a fixed mindset can often prevent important skills development and growth, which could sabotage our health and happiness down the line. As a result, people who have a growth mindset are likely to maximize their potentials. They tend to learn from criticisms rather than ignoring it, to overcome challenges rather than avoiding them, to find inspiration in the success of others rather than feeling threatened. Growth-minded people are not satisfied with anything short of holiness. One of the most important concepts that I have learned is that people with a growth mindset believe that anyone can be good at anything because their abilities are entirely due to their actions. Martin Luther said something. He said, "This life, therefore, is not righteousness, but a growth in righteousness." not health, but a healing, not being, but becoming, not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what we shall be, but we are growing towards it. The process is not yet finished, but it is ongoing. This is not the end, but this is the road. All does not yet shine in glory, but all is being purified. Growth-mindedness is considered when it comes to the fourth beatitude of Jesus Christ. When we go to Matthew chapter 5 and the verse 6, Matthew chapter 5 and the verse 6, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied." That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and the verse 6. This language of the verse does not make sense to the modern year. In our dispensation, it seems obvious, but indeed, it is too strong for some Christians. It rules out sleek, self-satisfied, half-hearted religion. We must never be spiritually satisfied. We must pray that each decade of our life will find us tastier for a life pleasing to God. Blessed are those who desperately hunger and thirst for righteousness, says our Lord Jesus. Now scriptures joyfully attest to the satisfaction that Christ brings. When we read John chapter 4 and the verse 14, this is what Jesus said, "But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And there's something Jesus said in John chapter 6 and verse 35. He said, "I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that bread on me shall never taste." Now, when we will speak something from Samuel, that is Psalm, we'll go to David, Psalm 107 in the verse 9, is something that is Psalm said about Jesus. "For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness." This is what David said in Psalm 107 and the verse 9. Is it that "for he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness." Now there's something that I want us to learn from Isaiah. As I said something about the growth-mindedness, that when you read Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 1 to 3, it said that we need to believe the words of Isaiah. This is what we need to come to as a believer with growth-mindedness. Now, this is what Isaiah said. Isaiah said, "Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor is what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me. Eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fur." That's what Isaiah said. Now, those that have a growth-mindedness will analyze what we are talking about and see what they are pursuing on this episode. Now, I want us to pick something from Jesus Christ, what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and the verse 33. We need to practice the words of Jesus. This is what Jesus said. He said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This is something that we need to seek, we yearn for. And having the mindset of growth will let you seek for all those things that we have read. Now, we must remember that Jesus has provided us the menu and the appetite. And the main thing, or the main cause, is righteousness and conformity to his will. Now, the method is desperation. We are to hunger for righteousness and so pursue it with all that is in us. The result is profound satisfaction now and forever. Now, let's take this. Do we hunger and taste for righteousness? Is it a continual pursuit? Are we coming back for more? I have discovered that hunger and taste for righteousness is like narcotic. We get hooked, we become addicted, we need more, and we keep coming back. Once we have encountered with the living God, nothing else satisfies us. We want more and more of him. This is the mindset of a growth-minded person. Someone, a believer, that yearn more of God, that yearn more of God's things, that yearn more of righteousness, that yearn more of a good living, as someone who have a growth-mindedness. A growth-mindedness will never stay in stagnanity, but always pursue for growth and yearn for more. As I explained, as righteousness is like narcotic. We get hooked in it, we become addicted, we need more, and we keep coming back for more. Now, if we want righteousness, we will have it. That's what the Bible has said. As a believer, if we want righteousness, we will have it. As we hunger and taste for it, it shall be given unto us. Now, if we yearn for a true Christian lifestyle, that changes us from the inside out so that we will no longer seek the praise of men, but seek God's approval. Therefore, anything and everything else, we can have it. Whatsoever we want in the spiritual realm, we can have it. If we want it, we can have a close walk with God. If we want it, we can have a better marriage. If we want it, we can do God's will. If we want to, we can grow spiritually. If we want to, we can change deeply appreciating behavior. If we want to, we can break destructive pattern of behavior. If we hunger and taste for righteousness, if we want what God wants more than anything that in the world, we can have it. I close this final thought. Jesus' appeal in always personal, that he never says, come and join the church. It's not anywhere that Jesus said, come and join the ministry. He never called you to be baptized, just to be baptized. So Jesus said, come, not to join the church, come, not to be baptized. But there's one thing that he is calling us. So when Jesus says, he will fill us, or we will be filled, he means we will be filled with Jesus himself. Let me give you a source, some good news. In the kingdom of God, everything begins with a seeking heart. Salvation begins with a hungry heart. If we are tired of the life that we are living, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Is our episode as the attitude of growth-mindedness is also an attitude in the kingdom of God. Is this attitude causes us to yearn for more of God, not of ourselves, not of the worldly things, but it pushes us to a position where every minute, every second, we yearn for God, we yearn for God holiness, we yearn for God righteousness, we yearn for everything of Jesus Christ. This is the attitude of a believer. Is that a true believer yearn for the things of God? They always hunger and thirsty for righteousness. And this brings them into a position that they become addicted as they are taking a narcotic drugs. They are always hooked and get addicted to it. And when they need, they always come back for more. It's not that when they need, it's something that they need always. And they keep coming back for more as they yearn and taste for the holiness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is our episode is giving us an attitude, and this attitude is an attitude of growth-mindedness. Attitude of growth-mindedness. Is it just put us in a position that we always try to build a new skill, always want to move a step ahead. We don't criticize, but we learn from criticisms. We don't get threatened, but we learn from people's success. And we also stand there to build a good life. We always yearn for more of God. And so whatever we want, such people with such attitude are pursuing something that you might think they are not focused, because they are not pursuing what you are pursuing. They are pursuing something that is internal, something that is everlasting, something that is in a spiritual structure, something that is moving them from the worldly activities and sending them closer to God. Amen. Now, if we are tired of the life that we are living, the option is we need to hunger and thirst for righteousness. And the Bible says that we will be filled. God will never fill those that are not ready to be filled. It says that those that are ready to be filled, those that are empty their system, and they are waiting and willing to be filled with the spiritual sources, with the holiness of God. They present themselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Amen. Now we keep moving. That's one thing that we need to yearn as we are bringing our episode to an end, as we pick an attitude of growth-mindedness. Attitude of growth-mindedness. In Matthew chapter 5 and the verse 6, it says that blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled, for they shall be filled with the goodness of the Almighty God. Are we hungry? Are we thirsty? Are we ready? Are we ready to be filled? We can be filled to the brim. This is the promise of God to hungry hearts and a thirsty souls that are come unto me, and I will fill you to the brim. As when we read Matthew, now as we read John chapter 4, that are John chapter 4 and the verse 14, it says that about whosoever drinks of the water that I, Jesus Christ, shall give him shall never taste, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. This is something. So for us to receive everlasting life, that is something that we need to do. We need to empty our tanks. We need to get to the position where we are willing and hunger and thirsty for the holiness and the righteousness. And it says that the moment we get to that attitude, the moment we enclose ourselves with such attitude, the moment we put on the attitude, Bible says that we are automatically be filled with the goodies of the Almighty God. That's why Psalm wrote in Psalm 107 and the verse 9, it says that, for he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodies. This is so powerful. So as we are willing and ready, then God is, we want to see this attitude in our life, where we are all ready to grow from level to level, where we are ready to yearn for more of God, when we are ready to progress in our Christian journey, when we are ready to move from a level to a higher level. It says in John chapter 6 and the verse 35, it says that I am the breath of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that breath on me shall never taste. This is very powerful in connection to Matthew chapter 5 and the verse 6. Jesus says that he is the bread of life. So when you eat the bread, there's nothing like hungry. There's nothing like I need to eat again. And he says that anyone that breath on him shall never taste, never seek for any water. That's what we are saying. And it takes the attitude of growth mindedness that would put us in such a position to hunger and taste for more. As we hunger and as we empty ourselves, as we go to him, that God, we are willing and ready, we are empty, fill us to the brim, as the Bible says that God will fill us to the brim. God bless you for this. And as our episode 5, that says that the attitude of growth mindedness, that as we are willing and ready, God will fill us to the brim. It says that if we want, we can have a closer walk with God. If we want it, we can have a better life. If we want to, we can do God's will. If we want to, we can grow spiritually. If we want to, we can change deeply appreciating habits. And if we want to, we can break destructive patterns of behavior. And this all boils down to when we are hunger and thirsty after the righteousness of God. It says there is something that I want us to close with what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It's very powerful. So Matthew 6, 33, it says that, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." And it's very powerful. As we get the attitude and we yearn for righteousness, all these things shall be added unto us. And so that's what, if we want to live a better life, then we need to go to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, observing it and seeking the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Then this will be a fulfillment unto our life. It's going to be an open door for us, and we are going to be filled to the brim. Amen. And so anytime that we want something, what we have to do is to return unto God, yearn and seek for more. And the Bible says that we are going to be filled to the brim. As Isaiah said in Isaiah 55, in the verse 1, it says that, "Come, all you who are thirsty." If we are thirsty, we need to be filled. It says, "Come to the waters." And what water he is talking about? It's talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. "And you who have no money," we are not righteous enough to present our own self that we are capable, and we are obliged to be filled. No, it says that we don't have money. We have to come and buy and eat. Come. Buy wine and milk without money and cost. The money and cost is we surrender unto God and is telling our Lord Jesus Christ that we surrender, we give everything, we empty our system, fill us to the brim. And as the Bible makes us understand that we are going to be filled to the brim. And so, as I said, why spend money on what is not bread? We are wasting, beating about the bush. We are spending on the things that are not bread. And you are labor in what does not satisfy. We spend a lot of time on the things that does not yield to righteousness. And so, this is the lesson, and listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of her, the riches of the Almighty God. God bless you wherever you are. Another wonderful episode, Attitude of Growth Mindedness. And I pray today that as we listen to the Word of God, as we listen to the audios, God is going to reposition us. We are going to get the attitude of growth-mindedness, and we will yearn for more of God. We will yearn for the things of God. We are going to hunger and thirst for righteousness, and our Lord Jesus Christ is going to fill us to the brim. God bless you. May the unction of the Almighty God, may the protection of God be your portion. May the unction of God rest upon you. May your to and fro be guided. May you receive a divine escort in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. May your path be opened and give you a shining light. May any open door in your life are closed. Doors that are not opened by the Almighty God be closed. But whatever that has closed be open unto you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Shalom, peace. We'll have our next episode in the next 2 days. God bless you. Stay blessed. Goodbye.